Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. The podcast we're going to do today is going to be one that's going to be probably controversial. It'll be one that will be rampant with curse words and usury words. Very, very, very not child friendly. So if you have little ones, don't let them listen to this one. But what we're going to try to scratch the surface is a lady named Lily Phillips. She's doing some taboo topics. We're going to dive deep and hit you with the facts, the figures, and the real stories. I'm your host, Mr. Villain, and today's topic is one for the books. Imagine this, 100 men in a single day. Sounds impossible, right? Believe it or not, someone has not only done it, but kept pushing the boundaries further. Today, we're exploring the wild world of extreme sexual ambition. What drives people to set records like these? The rise of OnlyFans, and what this all says about modern sexuality. And of course, we're talking about the infamous Lily Phillips. She didn't stop at 100 men, she's up the ante, with some jaw-dropping stats that have everyone talking. Joining me in this avenue of desperation is our forever co-host, Mr. GG Luigi, the man with the inside scoop on digital sex work and the OnlyFans industry. Gigi Luigi is the best guy to talk to about this because I don't know for sure, but he may have actually had an OnlyFans somewhere out there, and we're still trying to search for it, and we're going to figure that part of it out later too. But guys, stay tuned. It's a great show today, and we want to know what you think. As always, give us a ring-a-ding-ding email at letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com or go to our website, www.letmetakeyouhigher.com, and tell us what you like to hear, or you can also talk to us about this particular show. Anyway, we're going to take you higher. Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain. And as always, I have with me Gigi Luigi. And we're talking about a very sensitive topic today, guys. I know a lot of people are into this OnlyFans thing, and it's exploding all over the place. You've got certain sects of people who make millions of dollars from showing people their ha-ha and chi-chis, however you want to put it. And we have a special situation where there's a lady out there. Her name is Lily Phillips. Now, Lily Phillips isn't the first to do this, but she has become the most notorious as of late to do this, where she has slept with 100 men all in one day, and her ultimate goals is to sleep with 1,000 in one day as well. And I guess during this whole situation, she was crying, she was upset, but she was happy. So it was a mix of emotions for her. And when I'm starting this out, I of course have to bring in my co-host, Mr. Gigi Luigi. Gigi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. You got a wild story today, Mr. Villain. So yeah. Lily Phillips, a name that's become infamous in certain circles. She's a 29-year-old adult content creator.
Right.
Definitely refining or redefining the boundaries of sexual ambition. All right. So you said it was 100 people in a day. Well, she made headline by having sex with 121 men.
What?
In a single day.
Where are these other 21 men sneak in from? In the window? Did she leave a window open? I don't know, bro, but that's a lot going
maybe
on.
Maybe 100 vaginal, 21 DP. I don't know, man. I didn't. You know what? It was like
that's a, crazy.
The director's cut. You know, the extended.
Okay, it's a director. Okay, so director's cut.
She recorded. She smashed. This is back in like 2020. During a private adult content. So like, this is like in a live event.
Oh, so it was a live event. Okay.
Yeah. But she didn't stop there. So since then, she has claimed to have sex with over 700 different men as part of her ongoing series, streamed only on OnlyFans. And now she's publicly declared her next goal to hit 1,000 men in a single day, just as you said before.
Right.
So
God damn, this lady. She's coming close to my overall count for my lifetime. And it's different when you're homosexual because we kind of have sex for just having sex. Women normally don't do this. This is so out of their realm and their area. So, Gigi, like, what's making her want to do this? Does she say anything about it?
It has to be the money. I mean,
okay,
people are paying a lot of money to watch this series and watch her try to hit her goals. So, I mean, there's just a section. And I can't say it's a small section because, you know, the amount of money that has to be going into this to motivate you to do that. You know what I mean? It can't be for love.
No, it's got
to
be. I mean,
she's not Babe Ruth.
Do we have any numbers on this? Do we have any numbers on how much money she's making after having sex with all these men?
Jeez, I'm not sure. I mean,
I'm sure it's got to be a lot, right?
I mean, usually it's crazy. Between $10 to $30 per month. But, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's per person.
If you know anything about OnlyFans, you can get a subscription for $5. I mean, it's not hard. There's not a lot going on with that.
People have sales going on all the time. So
yeah, and people have sales going on all the time, and you can pretty much get away with whatever you want to get away with and do whatever you want to do. But what I love about this, Gigi, is she's determined. She wants to have sex with 1,000 men in one day. And, you know, more power to her. I mean, who's gonna stop her and why would we? I mean, let her get her vagina really ran over. I don't even know what to do with this. Is this so? This is like a real thing. Like it's happening. Is what we're saying.
Oh, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening daily. I know a lot of people who run OnlyFans, and no shame. I'm not that kind of guy.
Make your money, boo boo.
Do your thing. Exactly. You know, prostitution built the West. You know what? This is just a safer form.
That is all true. I mean, oh my God, that's so.
I don't know how safe having sex with 1,000 men in a single day. I don't know how safe that can be. That has the amount of logistics to make that safe.
There's going to be one or two of those men who are going to be a little raunchy, I didn't watch my groin and my butthole. Well, I don't know, but I can only imagine.
Yeah. If she was a man, she would be worse than Genghis Khan, man. She would be knocking.
She could probably be the new vessel for Genghis Khan, but on the reverse.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, so, Gigi, let's start with this Lily Phillips. And guys, we don't know Lily Phillips. We're not sponsored by Lily Phillips. There's nothing going on with us and Lily Phillips, but we like to bring you the news that, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about, and we don't really care because we're just two dudes. So we're just going to say whatever we want to say. Welcome to America. So this Lily Phillips lady, the woman of the hour, and she's got 24 to bang out all your boyfriends and husbands, 100 men in one day. That's already happened. She's already done this feat, and she's not the first to do it, but she's already accomplished this. That's the news for her. But if you break this down for us, who is Lily freaking Phillips anyway? And how many guys are we really talking about here? And as Gigi told you, it's 121 men. So she's getting around, and she's got an OnlyFans, and we're not plugging it because we don't get paid to plug for her. She's not sponsoring us, but it's such an interesting story.
Not even for OnlyFans. Yeah.
We're going to plug it, baby. We're going to plug it. But with that being said, she's not stopping here. She's going further. She's going into the further, to the great beyond. And she's going to try to bang out 1,000 men in one day. And I guess my question, Luigi, being on the other side of the spectrum of sexuality, is how is that even possible if you're a woman? If can women really do that sustainably? I mean, would her vagina fall out?
I was doing the math. It would be about 41 people an hour. Less than 2 minutes. Yeah, you need
so a new partner every less than 2 minutes. I think from a guy standpoint, because I'm a guy, 2 to 3 minutes is going to take you, if you're dedicated and focused to, you know, get that load out. Is she taking the load there, or is she just doing dry humping? Or what do we call like sex with these people? Like, what is it?
I don't know. I feel like I saw I guess old episode.
My
of, like,
question Nancy. Is she letting the guys finish? Because that's like a river. That's like a river with two bushes.
I would hate to be anybody but number one in that line.
So, okay, that's a great question.
I have a signed, so being said, I was number 395. What number are
you
going
to
be
when you go out there knocking that goddamn door? Gigi, what's
not,
your number?
If I walk in
and
I'm not number one, I'm walking out.
Wait. Are you saying that you don't want to be number one? You want to be, 99 in this?
No. I said if I'm not number one, then I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm not even settling for number two. Be honest with me, finish or not. Like, it's just not my thing, man.
There's gonna be a guy.
There has to be some kind of stench going on. There's, you know,
not shame. So there's gonna be some guy there who drank a lot of water, had a lot of zinc.
Yes.
And hasn't masturbated in 3 or 4 days.
And so he's going to be super excited.
He's going to file that fucker like the Colorado River or the Nile. That shit is going
to
be...
You're going to have to tase him to get him off her.
Yeah.
She got time for that? She's got a minute and a half. You get the fuck off.
Yeah. Like, what is this? Like, I don't understand. What is sexually appealing about a girl, guy, not even put the guy in it yet, but about a girl who's being run over by hundreds of men in one day? Like, I mean,
honestly, do you want my honest opinion?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's a huge like incel problem in America. I feel like a lot of people like that kind of stuff because it's kind of degrading. You know, it's like people have like a degrading fetish. I feel like because men and women are kind of like at a weird battle nowadays where like all women want men to have no rights. And then like you have the closet incels, you want like women to, you know, have no rights. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I feel like they're mean. So I feel like they're just like, and they're wildly addicted to porn. So I feel like that that's right there where the most of the attraction is. It's like a degradation. They get high off the degradation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
No, I get you on this, and you're absolutely right. And I believe
these are the people they appeal to
until 2028. This was the second coming of Trump, because men are at war with women, and they know that Trump represents the antithesis of women and civil rights and equality. They voted for this guy, I think, in large fashions because he doesn't like women like that. He thinks women should be in the home, raising children, blah, 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 1950. And with that being said, I think that men are in revolution. They're in revolt. They don't want to see a woman do anything more than stay in the home and raise these babies. You know what I'm saying? But now, back in the day, women would never do this that I'm aware of. They wouldn't have all these men in and out of them. But she's not the first to do it. She's probably the first to make it so national, I would believe. But not the first to have these many women and these many men inside of her at one time. And I mean, that's so scary, because that's a cauldron of lubricants, of semen, of vaginal grease and meat.
I mean, regardless, 1,000 people, you take 10% of them having a little bit of pre-cum. That's still 100 pre-cum loads, my man.
Oh, yeah.
There's 100 of them.
I mean, guys pre-cum just by staring at something. I've seen it.
Yes. No, and these guys, they're incels.
Yeah.
They're probably popping Bluetooth just because it's the popular trend nowadays. And they're going to go in there, and they're going to last 30 seconds. And, you know, she's going to make back some time. So,
Well, she has to. I mean, that's just part of it.
And this isn't even considered the trade-out time. You know what I mean? Because it's not just, like, minute 30 and then right at the minute, that next, minute 31 second, someone's already in there. So, logistics.
How long is she letting these guys stay in there? Is she saying you gotta release yourself inside me? And I'm trying to make this as PG as I can. I don't think we're going to be able to do it. But
now we're taking this to
what's going on here that we don't know. And I mean, was she beat as a child? Did she hate her father? What would make a woman do this, Gigi? And the reason why I ask you, of course, because you're heterosexual male, and you didn't know better than I would, being homosexual. Can you tell me what the hell would make a woman want to do this? And then have people watch all around the world.
It's, I don't know. It could be that she wants to, it could be that she's just trying to lead, because there's like a movement in sexual freedom right now.
It's not a Japanese charmer.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, it could be a father thing, but I've seen some OnlyFans models who their parents and dad support them. Apparently they have good relationships.
Okay.
So it's where does it come from? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
Because it is a response to trauma. It really is. But
it's a response to trauma. Something happened to her where it's not sitting right in her head. But she's making money off of this. I mean, the girl's got to be a millionaire. It doesn't take much to become a millionaire on OnlyFans. If you got the fan base. And Gigi, she's already had sex, like you said, I think, with over 700 different dudes on this OnlyFans streaming account. And like we talked about, her goal is 1,000 dudes in one day, sometime next year. So stay tuned for that masterpiece. It's like a fucking, her fucking vagina is going to look like a Jackson Pollock painting. It's just going to have all kinds of shit going on in that bitch. If you took a swab of that bitch's vagina afterwards, you're going to find a whole bunch of new microbes. I guarantee it. It's going to happen. So, but I will tell you.
You're going to find a whole ass Who Village. Everything.
Oh, bro.
Towns and everything.
Oh my God. You don't even know. I mean, well, I don't say you don't know, because you have to deal with this all the time. I don't know. Not all the time, but with the women, there's so much going on. And I'm not saying that this lady represents all women at all whatsoever. I'm not. But because the fact that she believes she can and she's gonna do this, it's a whole empowerment statement for women, but in a weird way, but it is. And it's completely insane. And this isn't just about the fact, just the act itself. It's all about the platform. OnlyFans has changed the game for creators like Lily, giving them unprecedented access to monetization, their extreme ventures. I mean, let's talk numbers, Gigi. What's going on with OnlyFans, and how does Lily fit into this revolution of OnlyFans?
Well, Let's start with the basics. You know, they have 170 million registered users.
Right. This is true.
More than 2 million active content creators. That's
okay.
2 million. So 170 million. Yeah. And they're being serviced by 2 million. That's like 170 people at a McDonald's and there's two people at the register. That's, you know what I mean? That's fucking nuts.
Is that how we're putting it? Drive through, get some of this Gucci. This Gucci is real good.
You know, out of those creators, about 80% of them are women. Roughly 20% are men. I know a couple people who do it. So it's actually kind of crazy. There's a lot of men who actually do it.
Yeah, but you got to think about this. There's more, like you just said, there's more women creators than there are men creators.
So yeah. here's a little thing. So I used to, the girl I used to talk to, now your boy, Gigi Luigi, may or may not have dabbled in the OnlyFans.
Okay. We may or may not know about this. We may or may not know.
And yeah, I may or may not have asked somebody, you know, another woman, well, you know, what kind of stuff is she attracted to? Because like, I'm trying to appeal to more than just, you know, a certain fan base. And she was like, women don't really pay for porn. I'm like, you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So I can see why, obviously, there'd be more women geared towards that, because men are impulsive and they will buy it.
Like this. Women are emotional creatures. They're not visual creatures. Men are visual creatures. We just want to see it and we can get it on. Women have to feel in love and...
I don't know about nowadays.
I mean, I'm being serious. I mean, this is true.
I'm just saying, I don't think about nowadays. I mean, there's, for lack of a better term, you know, there's some.
Yeah, but okay, you make up your point. We're breaking down the numbers according to what we know OnlyFans brings in, and they bring in a lot of money. So all that's reflective of their demographic and who's actually creating the content. But what about this Lily lady? I don't know much about her. What are you saying about her, though?
What about Lily?
Yeah, well, I mean, this platform is bringing her a ton of money. Yeah.
She has a close to 100,000, you know, paying subscribers. All right.
100,000? Wait. Stop. You're telling me this run over? Oh, God, I don't want to say bitch, but I did. She has 100,000 paying users. And what else?
And they're paying, like, because, like, it discounts you, who got the holiday Black Friday sale, and they're paying $10 to $30 per month. She's easy pulling.
You're telling me, damn it, Luigi, we're in the wrong goddamn business, and I told you.
Name. Love it.
You're saying 100,000 people are paying $10 to $30 per month to see someone get run over? Train? What are we calling this now? Is it still running a train?
This is not a train. This is not being ran over. This is being, this is like a galactic event, all right? This is like a meteor shower, if you will, an asteroid field of nuts.
A meteor shower of fucking cum? Oh my God.
Still in the night sky. This is a galactic solar event.
Oh my goodness. There's so much I don't know about the heterosexuals out here. And I got to do more. I got to learn.
Jesus himself could not help this lady. Jesus himself.
Yeah. Well,
but you know what?
So if she does this, I mean, she's going to gain more subscribers and then she's going to raise her rates. I mean, I think it's a masterstroke. I think she's doing an amazing job for mankind.
Yeah. Look, in all honesty, I'll sit here and I'll roast her. I don't mean any ill. She's fine doing what she does. Like, I fully support it. Go for it. People want to line up to 1,000 men want to line up. Go for it. Like, that's some world record. You know what I mean?
Fuck. Yeah.
So,
hey, I wonder if, I'm just saying, for instance, I know our audience may be wondering, and I don't know if you would be down for it. But what if we could get you to be one of the 1,000 men, maybe the first couple, and then we can record this shit and see if this is worth it.
What do I do to sign up? Is it like Kill Tony? I get like my name pulled out of the hat.
I think you may have to reach out to the bitch's DMs and be like, hey, bitch, I don't know if you know me, but I'm GG Luigi. Let me take you higher.
Nothing but just
take your ass higher. You know? I don't know how you do it. How would you hit on a woman?
I'll be like, hey, hit her up in her DMs. Probably have to pay, send her a message. Hit her with the whole, hey there, pretty mama, you know, like the Johnny Bravo. I'm a big fan. You know, I'll be like,
look, let me tell you, Luigi Mangione only situation with the CEO, you Italians are back in the fucking limelight. Good for you. Game on, bitches. Game on. I'm telling you, this is the right time to strike. You want to get in that Gucci before everybody else gets in that Gucci.
Bang your local Italian. We're heroes right now.
Okay, all kidding aside, this Lily Phillips isn't alone in using the OnlyFans revolution to push boundaries. She's part of a new wave of creators who are turning sexual ambition into big business. But Gigi, with the numbers this extreme, over 700 partners and a goal of 1,000, what are the physical and emotional costs of this lady? Like, I mean, she's going to be going through some daddy, mama, papa issues real quick, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, the risks are incredible. I mean, just take off, you know, just think about the health risk with, you know, one in five people having some sort of STI, and lining up 1,000. That's 200 of them, like, at least going off bare statistic. Yeah, at least. And then globally, it's even crazier because you have over 376 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis. You know, syphilis killed Native Americans. And
oh my God.
That's all. That was just in 2021, man. And you know, each year we're beating those numbers.
Oh yeah. We America loves to beat the numbers. We beat all numbers. Oh fucking yeah. That's fucking gross. I'm sorry. And you know you're not gonna touch any walls in there. I don't give a fuck how thick you are as a man, and you men know what I'm talking about. You're not touching no walls in that bitch.
No, I don't sugar walls.
Fuck. Bro, you can fucking talk into her cooch and it's gonna be a fucking echo. I guarantee fucking
you. You don't even gotta you don't have to, man. Like, it's gonna be like a loud horn, but it's gonna sound like the ocean.
Oh my
God. You just wanna hear the waves.
Shells, you put your head
in the shells.
Dude, yeah, I'm telling you.
Or so you don't put your head up.
Put your fucking ear down there, or you're gonna get fucking herpes on your ear.
No, it's gonna be like one of those old like record players. Like, she's gonna spare wakes, and it's gonna be like, you know,
it's gonna be that old music. Crazy. But let me ask, and what about the mental toll for this lady? What does it take to maintain this level of ambition and performance while staying mentally healthy? Gigi, if you think about it, she can't be altogether there, right?
I mean, it's a tough line to walk for Lily. I mean, like, there's an undeniable psychological component. You know, she's spoken in interviews about how she's driven by the desire to be remembered, to push boundaries, and, you know, to be her own narrative. So, but like, at what cost? You know what I mean? Like, people. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, and you're right. And like you said, at what cost? And is she going to be like an upfront kind of citizen? I mean, are you going to be talking to this bitch about fucking roses as she gets into pounding hamburgers and how it felt up her ass? Where does it end with this one? I don't get it. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, all right, Gigi, let's zoom out a bit. What does Lily's story and the OnlyFans revolution say about modern sexuality? And are we reaching a breaking point where ambition, sex, and capitalism collide in ways we've never seen before? Because this isn't your father's Playboys. This is the new revolution for sex.
I mean, this is like worse than Hustler. You know, I mean, like, shit.
At least Hustler, you know, you won't get hustled.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Playboy's like, oh, classy. I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some wine with this. The news columns, really.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Penthouse. Hustler.
Penthouse. Don't even get me started. Bro, I grew up on all that stuff. Although I was gay, I liked watching the dudes. I'm like, these dudes are fucking like horses. I love those legs and blah, 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 blah. I'm not trying to be homo or gay, but it is what it is. Amen. But the it new revolution of sex is everywhere. You have a new terminology for sex every 4 minutes. Like the one that's new, I guess, is called pansexualism, where you're just pan. You don't really give a fuck. You're just, oh, you look pretty good on a Wednesday. I'm going to fuck you. Let's just go for it. Wednesday. Yeah, is it Wednesday? Oh, it's Friday, folks. So
fuck you. I mean, just in general. Yeah.
It's a lot going on with that. For sure, bro.
But I mean,
I guess all that being said, here's the takeaway, guys. Ambition, whether it's in the bedroom, the boardroom, or online, always comes with risks. Lily Phillips might be setting records right now, but she's also challenging us to rethink what we value and why we value it. platforms like OnlyFans aren't inherently good or bad. They're just tools that we utilize to speak out our emotional aggressions and to let other people know about our passions. How we use these tools is completely up to us. So if you have lilies out there that are within your realm, or you know content creators who like to go taboo and spread the norm, I mean, do you think we talk to them, Gigi, or do you think we just, or what do we do with these people?
I mean, like, what, the OnlyFans creators? It's the free market,
I mean, if we're being honest, for me personally, I know, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, but you know these groups of people a little bit more intimately than I do. I've been a subscriber a few times, so go check your records. I don't give a fuck. But you know the content creators in some instances, don't you, Luigi?
I know some of them. I mean, like, obviously, I know all 2 million. I know, like, maybe, like, yeah, 15 or 20. Maybe even more than that. You'd be surprised. A lot of people do it.
A lot of people do it, man. And it's a good way. They make pretty good money. They make pretty good ends from doing all this stuff, right?
And a lot of them make a lot of good money, and they wear a mask, so he hides their identity. It's like an anonymous thing. Don't do
that.
So,
if you're going to be out there, do that. Like, if I'm jacking out to porn, and that's a healthy way to do it, guys, just so you know, I read a book called Masters and Johnson's Welcome to Sexuality, or whatever it was called back in the day, and masturbation is key. You got to keep those pipes clean or they won't work. So yeah. I don't want to see someone have a mask on. Like, if you're going to do it, go all the way through it. You know, don't fuck
up like that. I understand. Like, I'm not going to, it's terrible because it's like you're going to sell me something for, like, I don't know, like, whatever, like 50 or 60 bucks and I can't see your face.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I want to see your face. What are you doing in here? Let me look at that face, babe.
I'm just like, look at my eye. You can't weird do the that
to people. You're going to beat subscribers. That's what I think.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I mean,
yeah.
I know that most guys will agree with it. I know you might agree with it, Gigi, because you, like I said, you know a little bit more intimately. You know these people because you come from different communities now, I believe, that are a little bit socially entwined with it to an extent, because you, like, I think, didn't you tell me you're going to be next year going to go to one of the cons? Tell me about that. One of the places where you can do, you know, the Comic-Con stuff, you know.
Yeah, so I'm going to be going to KatsuCon, and, you know, if you're in the area, it's in Washington, D.C. It's a great convention. If you like anime, like, you know, dressing up, it's a great event. You know, a lot of party, a lot of, you know, shenanigans. A lot of my friends out there.
I will also tell you, it's still in the works, so we haven't really hammered it all out, but Gigi will be taking your questions and comments on the street. So we're doing a new segment. Where, I mean, and if you want to be on camera, you can, and Gigi will be taped up and ready to voice record and visually record you and put you on our YouTube channel. So we're all working through it now as a team. So we'll figure that all out for you at a later date, and we'll give you some really hardcore dates so you can meet Gigi Luigi on the street and ask him whatever you want to ask him. It's going to be very, very, very fun.
Yeah, ask me. I'm going to be open book. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to have some challenges and some games ready for you guys. So definitely come by and see me.
See, Gigi knows. I mean, he's got more of it together than what we knew. So he's ready for this shit. I love
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
It's a crazy time, Luigi. Oh, Luigi. I'm just kidding. And can I just give a shout out to my other Italian brother? His name is Luigi as well. His last name is Mangioli or whatever the hell.
Not
he did
Gigi.
Not kill that man. He was at my house around that time. That's my alibi, and I'm sticking to it.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
My God. I love you, gays. The gays, you will take care of these straight guys to the fucking ends of the earth. I see it all over my fucking pages, them telling everybody in the whole world, anyone who will listen, that fucker was at that nigga's house for those time frames. He couldn't have killed him, but I love it. Anywho, keep up the good work, guys. Fight for your rights. But as in conclusion to what we were talking about with Miss Lily Phillips, folks, that's going to be a wrap for today. Whether you're a casual viewer or sometimes curious about the wild world of adult content, remember, health, safety, and self-respect should always come first. A huge shout out to Gigi Luigi for breaking this down with me. Next week, we're tackling the hidden dangers of internet fame, how some influencers rise too fast, and fall even faster. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. Tomorrow, we're shooting and recording a great segment with one of my good friends from a long time ago named Mike Mack and his journeys into polygamy. And Gigi, of course, has something to talk about with that because he's been through some of that kind of stuff and he survived it.
When worlds collide.
When worlds collide. But trust me, you won't want to miss that either. Until next time, this has been Mr. Villain. And you've been listening to Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast with my co-host, Gigi Luigi. Guys, have a safe weekend and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Stories unfold.